אז אנחנו קוראים
reading from a compilation of excerpts on the subject of the work within reason and the work above reason, starting with excerpt 31, Order in the Work. The law is that the middle line is a merger of the two lines. Since the right line of Kedusha is wholeness with respect to above reason, and the left line means that one sees within reason that he is incomplete, that he is full of deficiencies. For this reason, the middle line consists of two lines. That is, it is impossible to go above reason before one has reason that shows him the situation and how it seems to him within reason. Then it can be said that he is not looking at what the mind obligates him to do. Rather, he goes above the intellect and believes in the sages, in what the sages tell him, and does not use his own mind. But if one has no mind and reason to tell him something, it cannot be said that he is going above reason. This is why the middle line is called peace, since he needs the two lines. That is, by having two opposite lines and needing both.
Work. Quote number 32, Baal HaSulam, Shamari 40, faith in the Rav, what is the measure? When one is engaged in the right, the time is right to extend the upper bounty, because the blessed adheres to the blessed. In other words, since one is in a state of completeness called blessed, in that respect, one presently has equivalence of form, since the sign of completeness is if one is in gladness. Otherwise, there is no completeness. It is, as our sages said, divinity does not stay, but only out of gladness of a mitzvah. The meaning is that the reason it brings one joy is the one who commands, meaning that the Rav has commanded him to take the right line. It follows that one keeps the commandments of the Rav, that he was allotted a special time to walk on the right and a special time to walk on the left. The left contradicts the right, since left means when one calculates for oneself and begins to examine what he has already acquired in the work of God, and he sees that he is poor and indigent. Thus, how can he be in wholeness? Still, one goes above reason because of the commandment of the Rav. It follows that one's entire wholeness was built on above reason, and this is called faith. Quote number 33 from Rabash, what is do not add and do not take away in the work. One must believe above reason and imagine that he has already been rewarded with faith in the Creator that is felt in his organs. And he sees and feels that the Creator leads the entire world as the good who does good. Although, when he looks within reason, he sees the opposite. He should still work above reason, and it should appear to him as though he can already feel in his organs that so it really is, that the Creator leads the world as the good who does good. Here, he acquires the importance of the goal, and from here he derives life, meaning joy at being near to the Creator. Then a person can say that the Creator is good and does good. And he feels that he has the strength to tell the Creator, "You have chosen us among all the nations. You have loved us and you wanted us." Since he has a reason to thank the Creator, and to the extent that he feels the importance of spirituality, so he establishes the praise of the Creator.
Again,